So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
It's Dan Latto speaking. Welcome to the Business Growth Show. Hope you're well today. We're on day, I don't know what it is, 46 lockdown? No idea what it is. Week five or six? No idea. We've actually been allowed out for the first time today, which is nice. So we just took a walk down to the beach with a little one, so that was nice as well. But you're kind of looking at everybody, kind of giving them the evil eye, saying stay away. Anyway, let's talk to you about lead magnets today and three ebooks and all the stuff that you've ever been taught to do in the last 10 years. And in this session, I want to talk to you why it's not working anymore. You've probably noticed this. I was on a conversation on Friday with a potential client. We were asking about their lead magnet. A lead magnet, by the way, is something that you give away in return for an email address or whatever it happens to be. But during that conversation, I was asking them, how many of these have you actually given away? And she's like, two. And I'm like, how long have you had it? She's like, 6 months. I'm like, okay. There's a reason why lead magnets are not working yet. And that's what I wanted to cover in this session. And I know that a long time ago, like, anything up to 2 years, really, people were like, lead magnets, a free ebook, I've got a free guide, a free ebook, and it's 27 pages. Or people would say, I've got some PLR, private label resale, I think it's stood for, private label resale. And it's basically where you could get something for free, you put your name on it, and then you give it away for free. And usually the level of quality on these is absolute crap, usually. Very rare to get something that's very, very good. So people were giving all this stuff away, thinking they're doing the right thing, and it was completely the wrong thing. And the reason it was the wrong thing is it just didn't work. And it didn't work because the thing that they were giving away was utter crap, and everybody knew it. And so there's a new thing that you should be doing now, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But why did the other thing not work? So this is the reason why, and I can sum it up in one sentence. This is what you're waiting for. So the sentence is that free ebook is of no use to anybody but you to get an email address. That was the only reason anybody ever gave this stuff away, and the end user knew it. The only reason that you were giving away an ebook, a guide, a report, I'll talk about that in a second, actually, reports, but the only reason you were giving this stuff away is so that you can get that person's email address. Every man and his dog knew it, and it used to work 10 years ago. It no longer works right now. No one cares about your free ebook. You could have a cure for cancer in that ebook. No one's reading it. Even if you said on the front, this will cure you, nobody's reading it. No one's consuming that information because nobody values ebooks anymore. And you could say, well, Kindle, Dan, Kindle's doing very well. That's not an ebook. I know it's an electronic book on an electronic device, but that isn't the concept of ebooks. An ebook is some 27-page PDF thing that you've ripped off from somewhere. It's basically a bag of crap that you're just giving away in return for someone's email address. That stuff just doesn't work anymore. So what you want to be really doing is you want to be giving away something of value. When you give something away of value, that's where you're going to start getting the returns. And so when someone's giving you an email address, you have to understand that that right there is a transaction. And although it might not be a transaction of a financial nature, it's still a transaction of some kind, and therefore value has to be present. And this is the big bit that people are getting wrong right now. They're not giving any value in return for an email address and then wondering why they're not getting email addresses. So we tried this on the property sourcing training. We gave away a short training course, and we had hundreds of people sign up for that. In a space of about a month, we had hundreds of people signing up for that. And the reason why people signed up for that is it was five modules. There were like three or four lessons per training. So it was 20 videos. Now, each video could have been a minute long, by the way. It doesn't matter. As long as you're actually giving away actual hardcore information, and people knew whether it was actual hardcore information by the title. Three types of closes, three ways of finding leads, four ways of finding investors. Right there, there's like seven or eight videos right there, and people can ascertain value. I need to find investors, I need to find leads. Two ways to package your deals. I need to package deals. People can see that there's actual value in what you're providing. An ebook. No one cares about an ebook. And also, an ebook is so, How can I put it? It's so 1990s, you know? Like, if you've got a 1990s website, you'll find that the conversion of those is just dreadful these days. That's not to confuse it with a simple website. That's to confuse it with, that's to ally it with a website that's just like 1990s text. Do you know what I mean? Because we didn't use a lot of images in those days because bandwidth was so tight. And I'm not saying you should have lots of images necessarily, but it's got to look pretty. But for most people, you're driving traffic to an opt-in page to a thing that's of no use. Now, having said that, we are about to create a bunch of images and a bunch of videos for one of our new opt-ins. It's not a new opt-in. We released it last year. And we're going to release it again. And it's a two-page PDF. Okay. And you're like, well, if a 27-page ebook isn't working, why would a two-page PDF work? And the PDF that we're providing is 52 topics to go live about, or 52 topics to go out on video about. And it's basically just, you know, topics that when you're going live in front of your camera, it gives you something as a starter so that you can actually talk about whatever it happens to be. And so we're going to give that away. And you might go, well, that's not more value than an ebook. And it absolutely is, because it solves that problem of, I don't know what to talk about when I go live. Great. Here's 52 topics you can go live about. That is a specific problem that it's solving. Now, if you've got an ebook that does solve a specific problem, then that opt-in will work. But most people haven't got ebooks that solve that specific problem. It's just a load of blur. That's a technical term for blur. It's just a load of stuff put onto an ebook, just a bunch of text, no value to anybody, just blah, there you go. Now, what would actually be even better than a 27-page ebook is a two-page ebook that answers this specific problem. You've got a specific landing page. So let me give you an example. So let's say, if you're watching right now, give me a problem that people have. Let's say I don't go live. Perfect. That's a great one. Let's say that you were worried about going live, like we are right now, if you're watching on YouTube or in the Mastermind group. Let's say that you're worried about going live because it scares the living heck out of you. Great. What if we had a four-step guide on how to go live without feeling nervous? Okay, so we're solving the problem. The reason why you're not going live right now is because you feel nervous, you're worried about being judged. Or you could even, without being nervous, the four-step guide on how to go live without the fear of feeling judged. That is a perfect name for it, and it's solving a specific problem. So then an ebook might work. What would be better than an ebook is a four-part training course with three or four videos per part, a four-part training course on how to go live without feeling nervous. And you could present that training course with you speaking to camera so people can actually see how it's done live. Like when I first went live at the start of this, I've got a particular person in my mind that I'm thinking about. And it's the potential client that we spoke to on Friday about why her ebooks are not working. So when I'm speaking and solving that problem, I've actually got a particular person. That's one of the ways in which you go live and not feel judged. Because there's real actual value. Just like in the conversation that we had on Friday, there was actual value that they could go and implement. So most ebooks are not providing the value. That's the problem. That's the bit that I want you to get to, is that you've got to start providing value. The mechanism has changed as well. So this is why ebooks generally don't work. If you've got a training course, brilliant. A video training course on how to go live without feeling the fear of feeling judged. Love it. Wonderful ways for you to actually put your content out there. People opt into it. So now you've got an email address. And actually, this is how we do it. So we drive people to a landing page. We've got 52 topics to go live about by filling their name and address. And then it redirects into the Mastermind group. That's how we do it. Okay. So then for those people that actually sign up and get the download, now we've got their email address. And in addition to that, we've given them the opportunity to come into our Mastermind group where we go live and we have, you know, engagement and we joke and all those different things that we do in that group. We don't engage as much as we should and we don't joke as much as we should, and something we're always working on. But so now we've got an email address. Now we're in our Facebook group. Now we can start communicating with them, building trust and knowability and likability and all that extra stuff. So that then when they're ready to buy, it's much more likely that they're ready to do that than some crappy 27-page ebook that, one, not even going to read, but two, that they don't even fill in the form because there's no value in it. They can't see it up front. All right, I hope that's useful for you. No questions on that today, but if you want to stick them down in the box later on, I'll keep an eye on it and I'll answer them as they come in. I hope you're all staying well. I hope you find that useful for you. We'll catch up with you on Wednesday in the property sourcing, another property cash flow show, I should say, where we talk about property sourcing. But we'll talk to you there. Have a good couple of days and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.